All right. Here we go. Good singing. I appreciate all that, all the help and everything. Choir's a little bit light this morning, but thank God they still sound good, right? Continue to pray for all of our sick people. Are y'all taking the kids out? I guess they are. Time out. Here we go. This way. School's going that way. Lock the door down there. Lock yourself in. Here comes another one. Come on, Zachary. Here you go. If we had about 10 more kids, it'd get cold in here before they got out, wouldn't it? On a cold day like this. But good to be in the house of the Lord. Like I said, just a good energy level. And we're closing out the old year, going to start in anew. I've got some instructions for you from the Word of God just in a few minutes. How many of you would like to have a better year next year than you had this year? Yeah. Wouldn't you? Well, some of you, I guess, satisfied. Yeah. Y'all are dismissed, going home. Amen. But anybody like to have a better year next year than they did this year? I would. You know, all the things we saw accomplished in this church, you know, we give God praise for that. But knowing that God hadn't changed, that same event and that same thing could happen next year. I mean, you know, we don't know what God's got planned for us. We're going to get off to a good start next Sunday morning. David Hood's going to be baptized next Sunday morning. Stand up and wave your hand, David. Stand up. No, get up and turn around and wave your hand. Amen. We're going to get to... It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of a God. Anyway, so that's going to be next Sunday to start off the new year. We're going to get it started off right. And I think all of us that are qualified to baptize, we're still flipping coins to see who's going to put him under. But anyway, we have fun out of David. But anyway... I want y'all to see the toughest people I know. They're visiting. Now, where are you from?
South Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, y'all stand up a minute. Everybody look at this group. They're over to park camping in a tent. Woo-wee! But they said it was a winter tent. I don't think I've ever saw a winter tent that I know of, but they're here visiting with us. We're glad to have them. They're camping out over to park, and glad they've come. Glad y'all are here today. Are y'all camping in a tent? Y'all are not in a tent. Okay. All right. Well, it's the last day of the year. We're privileged to do a few things, aren't we? Let's look to the Lord, Word of God. And like I said, instructions. There's a lot of things, you know, we consider in this life. And I hear a lot of people talking about success. Success in our eyes and success in the eyes of the world and success in the eyes of God is different. I just want to make that plain and clear that everybody might understand what looks successful to the world is not absolutely successful to God. God's got a plan for us, and I think a lot of times how we could improve our lifestyle, we could improve our things that happen. You know, I was thinking about this morning when our sound system made a little racket, you know, when she finally did turn the organ on, we was giving her a hard time up here. We was telling her, said, turn the thing on and play it. She was playing it, but when she turned it on, it made a racket, you know, through the sound system. And I thought, I'm glad I'm not in a perfect church service. Aren't y'all? I mean, if everything was perfect here, we might get to the point, be satisfied and content. And, you know, but we've got perfect coming in heaven. Perfect coming in heaven. So let's look at the Word of God, St. Luke chapter 12. I'm going to start in verse 16. Jesus is going to speak a parable, and he's going to talk to them about a lot of things. You know, the question had been asked him, or one man had said, why don't you talk to my brother about sharing his inheritance? And he had told him that he wasn't a judge, and beware of covetousness. And it said, for a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And so that's the Word of God. Our life is not about what we possess or what we own or what we seek to obtain. And so we come down to this point, and this is instruction from the Word of God. You want better next year? Listen to this word. In verse 16, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty." Now, right there is enough that we could celebrate and praise God. You know, he said, this man had been blessed truly of God, and his ground brought forth a great crop. You know, a lot of us dabble in farming. A lot of us raise gardens. And, you know, it's a great thing to get a good return, a good yield from your harvest, and everybody's tickled. And that's always a blessing from God. People say, "You think God controls the crops?" Amen. God controls it all. He controls the rain. He controls the temperature and everything to grow it and the growth rate of it. And verse 17, "And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." It'd be nice, wouldn't it, to have more than you could store? It'd be nice if the bank couldn't hold all your money, I guess you might say. You know, I don't guess anybody has that problem. They got a pretty good side of vaults in the banks. But, you know, he had this problem, and although God had blessed him, and he started considering, well, where am I going to store all this? What am I going to do with all that? You know, I would have recommended to the man that he go give enough away that his old barn would have held it. Would that be a thing to do? You know, I saw that happen in this country. People have an abundance, and they share it with somebody. They share it with somebody. You'll never outgive God. If you got an abundance, more than you can store, give it to somebody. See how that works out. I'm telling you, God will bless that every time. So he decided, well, you know, verse 18, and he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, there has much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." And so he was depending and putting all his hope on what God had blessed him to have. This great crop, he said, "I'm going to tear down the old barns. I'm going to build a new one." He said, "I'm going to lay it all up for many years. And then I'm going to say, all I've got to do is just take the easy way out. Just ease through life." He didn't one time think about his soul. He didn't think about what worked between him and God. He was so concerned over what God had blessed him to have that he didn't see the need for God. You know, I like to have an easy life. I like to have a warm place to sleep. I don't like it to leak, you know, on your head or wherever. I like to have a vehicle that I can get in and depend on getting somewhere and back. But that's not the only hope I have in life. This man had put all his hope on what God had blessed him to have. You know, these things are blessings from God. And I'm sure everybody here, other than the tent campers, like to sleep warm. I'll pick on them a little bit. They, you know, they're just visiting. I'd pick on them. They won't be back till next year. Y'all come back next year and I'll let up on you. Okay? I'll let up on you next year. Guarantee it. But we think about the things we have and what God has blessed us with, but that's not our hope. Our hope is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the salvation that came through him. That's the hope I want to point us to. Now, we're thinking about this life, and today that's where we're at. But I'm telling you, I've got hope of a better life too because of the Word of God. And it's not about what I've accomplished on this earth. It's not about what I've laid up. It's not about the crops I've made. It's about my relationship between me and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it goes. In verse 20, "But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Have y'all ever think who's going to get what you leave? Y'all ever think about that? I mean, you've worked all your life, you've accumulated, you've laid it aside. Have y'all ever thought about who's going to get that? You know, we think about our kids. We think about this. And they may or they may not. We don't know. We don't know who's going to get that. And I thought about how fruitless it is that we worry about things like that. I don't know how y'all did, but I brought my children up in a mind to work. and make a living. I didn't expect to make their living for them. They can have my $4 when I die and do anything they want to with it. We don't care. It don't make any difference. Because you've put a mind in them to work and understand about the blessings of God, that they make their own living. Verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Now there's the answer that I promised to give you. But being rich toward God. You want a better life next year than you had this year? Be rich towards God. How are you rich toward God? You do what he asks you to do. You follow him and be obedient to what he controls and what he wants you to do. In verse 22, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Everybody can say amen. This is God's word, that there's more important things than what we eat or what we put on. He said life is more than that. The life that we're talking about is the promise of eternal life in heaven. In verse 24, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowl? I thought about this comparison he made. He could have made comparison over all the birds and all kinds of things, but he used the ravens. Crows, as we know them. Most people don't care much for crows, do they? Most people. I've got some pets down here that I feed them. They know me and I know them. And a lot of people say, "What do you feed the crows?" And I said, "Well, they'll eat up all these scraps and keep the coyotes out of the yard." See, that's the lesser of two evils. Y'all understand? You know, it's the lesser of two evils. And so God used this raven. You know, a nasty bird eats scraps off the road, eats roadkill. You know, they just eat anything you throw out or anything they find. And I thought God used them as an example that he's going to feed them and supply their need. And they're a lot more than us. I mean, we're a lot more than they are. You read it down at the bottom. It said, we're better than the fowls. In verse 25, and which of us taking thought can add cubit to his stature? If you then not be able to do that thing which is least, why take you thought for the rest? And so it comes to the point that we're dependent on God. We're looking to him. We're seeking his guidance, his counsel, his instruction for our life. Makes a lot of difference. You want a better life? Follow God. Be obedient to what he asks you to do. This is a favorite verse of mine in verse 27. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And he uses a comparison of the flowers. You know, lilies are beautiful, aren't they? They're just a beautiful flower. And you think that God created them. And he's using this for an example. He said, consider these things that Solomon in all his glory wasn't arrayed. And he was one of the richest men ever was, according to the word of God. And so we understand that God knows and God understands. In verse 28, if then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful of mine. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Here's a key to understanding and follow God. It talks about, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. We have to be different from the world. Wasn't many people agreed to that, but here's the word of God. That we have to be different from the nations, the world. The world is seeking what they can get for themselves. The world's seeking what they can accomplish. We're seeking what God will have us to do. And so there has to be a division. There has to be a difference in you and the nations or you and the world. Sometimes that divides families, don't it? Sometimes that puts divisions in us and other workmates and people we work with on the job. Sometimes it puts difference between us and other schoolmates at school. We have to be different. There has to be a change. We have to show the difference that we're children of God. We're not of this world. We've got a world to come. It's a promise from God. That hinders a lot of people from following God because they don't want to be different. They want to be like the world. They want to do the things the world does. They want to talk the way the world talks. They want to act the way the world acts. And that's not according to the Word of God. For us to have improvement in life, we have to be different from the world around us, the nations, is what it's talking about. Verse 31, here we go. You can underline this one. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, what things are we talking about? He's talking about raiment. He's talking about food to eat. He's talking about beauty and the lilies. And he said, all these things will be added unto you. You can not only have a better year next year, you'd be prettier doing it. Well, it talked about the beauty of the lilies, how they grow and they toil not, they spin not. And we know lilies are beauty. And so all these things he's talked about life and meat. He's talked about raiment. He's talked about beauty. And it comes down here, but rather seek you the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so we covered all these. You can have a better life and look better doing it, according to the Word of God. Now that might go back to what Jake was talking about, the resolutions we make. You know, Jake was talking about the resolution he was going to make about losing weight. I don't know if he really meant that or not. That's to be told later. But I think about this resolution. You know, I like New Year's resolutions. Not that people keep them. I mean, they'll make them tomorrow or make them tonight. They might be gone by the end of the week. But it's the one time we're truthful with ourselves about what we need to change in our life. You see about the resolution? It's one time. You know, if I'm going to make a resolution that I want to lose weight or I want to do this or I want to do that, I've got to kindly be truthful with myself about what I need to change in my life. A lot of people like things the same. I hope this next year for me is full of change. I hope it is. And I learn to accept it because the change is to move forward. Move forward for God's Christ. All these things shall be added unto you. So what do you do to have a better year next year than you did this last year? You seek the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so we have to understand and decide what our treasure truly is. What is our treasure? Is it property and lands and automobiles and monies? Or is it the service to God? That's pretty plain, but this is for a new year that we're going to start into about 12:01 tonight. Going to start that. And I thought, what a great opportunity for us to look at ourselves, judge ourselves, not judge somebody else. I'm not going to come back here and tell you what you need to do. I know what I need to do. Y'all may have heard this one time before, but I've made a determination that with all that is in me is, I'm going to be a better pastor this next year than I was this year. And to do that, it takes change. I hope some of y'all could stand and say, I'm going to be a better Christian. I'm going to be a better church member. I'm going to be more faithful. That's where you'll find the blessings. That's where it's at. I said a minute ago, we don't always keep the resolutions. I guess we need to resolve to keep our resolutions, don't we? Decide that that's what we're going to try to do. I hope everybody's got that mindset that I want a better next year than I had this year. You might think, I mean, looking at our church, I don't know how we could get better, but all things are possible with God. I think the last count we had 33 people saved here this year, baptized 31. Amen. Now, for a little church, God's worked. I'm telling you, God has done a work here. It's just unreal if we'll stay out of his way, what he can do. And I don't think we're done. We're going to start off with David, and I hope he survives it. He probably will. All I can do is wish you all a Merry Christmas. We said we're having church tonight. We are. We meet at 6 o'clock. There'll be people coming in for the Dade County Convention singing, no doubt, but it won't hurt us at all to meet them. Good folks. I've grown to love them. I've spent some time with them and got to know them over the past several years, and they're good people. Good people, and they go to great effort. I don't know how the weather will control it tonight, but they'll come in from Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, usually some from Texas, Arkansas. There's no telling where they all come from, according to weather. Now, that may hinder some, but y'all pray for this singing tonight, that being God's will and the Spirit of the Lord just overwhelms us. I'd like to see it just baptize all of us in the Holy Ghost tonight.